as the sustainability officer for the town of Montclair, New Jersey. That's Saturday at 11:30 on Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Calicoon Farmers Market, Calicoon Creek Park, serving local needs every Sunday, and accepting pre-orders at calicoonfarmersmarket.org. From Forthright Cider, Youngsville, ciders and mead crafted with locally sourced ingredients, supporting community charities with a portion of sales through the Solidarity Cider Program. ForthrightCYDER.com. And from listeners like you.
Welcome to the Local Edition, news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. And coming up before long, it'll be time for the Holly Winterfest. To learn more about that, we will check in with the Wayne County Arts Alliance. We'll be talking to Marguerite Fuller, joining us once again here on Radio Catskill. It is Thursday, and we're on the Pennsylvania side of the river tonight, because also what we do at 6:30 on Thursdays is we stay connected, we keep you connected. And joining us now, yes, as I was saying, this is a local edition. It is Thursday. And joining, we're checking in with Wayne County. Please welcome, we've got Sarah Klaus, the Downtown Holly Partnership. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. And we've got Mickey Usips from County Digital Media Specialist. And we're going to be talking about the Holly Winterfest. Is that right?
Indeed.
Okay, yeah. Great. So, Sarah, it sounds like this is going to be a big event. How did it come all come together?
Well, this year, let me start off. Winterfest has been around for over 20 years. We had to take off last year, obviously, because of the pandemic. So this year we decided to come back a little bit bigger and better. So we've added another weekend to the event. So we always used to do just one weekend, but this year we're adding the second weekend and the week in between. So we start around January planning the event. Our chairperson for Winterfest is Kate Hayes, and she runs the event for us. And it's just a partnership between all the different community groups and a lot of volunteer hours.
So this this starts tomorrow and goes to the 12th, is that correct?
Yes, yep. We start tomorrow with some events throughout town, like Dorflinger Glass Factory has a couple events going on. Our beer tour starts, and then on Saturday is the real kickoff, where we started a parade. So we'll have our Holly Winterfest parade, which starts at noon and goes down Main Street and ends at Bingham Park.
Okay, great. And Mickey, this sounds like there's going to be a lot going on for Winterfest. What are your recommendations for folks to get the most out of their visit? Is there anything they should do to prepare?
I absolutely do. There are so many events going on for Winterfest this year. It's always an exciting event because there's so much to do. They, on the web, if you go to visit Holly PA, or if you just Google Holly Winterfest, there's a brochure. It's like nine pages. It's a very extensive brochure. It lists every event, where, when, what time. There's a map of the town. I totally recommend downloading it to your cell phone when you're in town to keep an eye on things. But what I really suggest, especially for families, if you want to make sure to make all certain events, make a list for yourself of where they're going to be, just to kind of keep things straight. But I really recommend setting aside a little extra time or not booking things too close together, because there's a lot to go and explore.
Right. So that's a way to plan. Are there any like precautions or anything that people should be aware of?
I think people just need to work within their comfort zone. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, mask if you need to or want to. I don't know that it's required. I didn't see anything in the brochure. Sarah could probably speak more to that. But a lot of these things are outdoors. Yeah.
Well, then another thing to do to prepare is just to check the weather.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't worry. I've gone to Winterfest in just about every kind of weather you can imagine, and it's always a wonderful time.
Yeah, but you don't want to wear sandals if it's going to be 20, you know.
Oh no, dress for the weather. There's the carriage rides, so you're going to want to be able to bundle up for that, carriage and wagon rides. And I was looking at the schedule. There are no less than 13 opportunities to visit with Santa during the entire Winterfest. So there's no excuse if your kids need to visit with Santa. Anytime, there are so many opportunities to do it in so many different ways and locations. It's just, I was amazed at that alone.
Wow.
There were that many opportunities for kids to visit with Santa.
Let no one say there is not accountability at the North Pole. This guy is as available as any of our elected public officials. 13 opportunities to see Santa. Mickey,
absolutely.
You say you've been to a bunch of these. Do you have a favorite memory from the Winterfest?
Well, there is this fantastic cookie walk. I think this is their 20th year. It's at the Holly Presbyterian Church, which is on Church Street. And it's called the cookie walk. And they have more, I think this year they said they have more than 25 varieties of just all kinds of delicious homemade cookies. And years ago, probably 20 years ago when Winterfest started, I wasn't a baker. I wanted to be. So I would get up like super early on Saturday morning and make sure that I was early in the line to get a complete choice of all of the different cookies. And I would buy the cookies by the pound and then put them in boxes, like pretending that I could bake. You know, now I'm a baker, so I do my epic bake every year. But at the time, it was just wishful thinking. And that was like one of my rituals. Wake up early that Saturday morning and get to the church so I could get my cookies and pretend I could bake. So that's a favorite. And there's always the Road to Bethlehem, which is a live nativity that's done by the Holly Methodist Church, United Methodist Church. Mm. It's a live nativity, animals, children. It's just, I believe it's the evening of the 11th this year. And it's just a really profound way, I think, to kind of get in touch with the spirit of the season. And there's this year Winterfest has taken on a real kind of community bent, and I think probably Sarah can speak more to that.
Yeah, you got anything to add to that, Sarah? Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a lot of different community events. We have our community pantry project. You can learn more about that through our brochure as well, of all the different places where you can drop off non-perishable goods. We also have our Tree for a Cause, which is happening at the Holly Hub on Main Street. That is a way that participants have decorated trees for a cause. It can either be a cause that has decorated it for themselves, but a lot of people decorated for another cause. Like last night, you know, the Girl Scouts were doing one for the Holly Public Library. And people can come down, vote for their trees, favorite trees, kind of with their wallets to donate to these causes. And then whatever tree gets the most money, the DHP will be giving money, more money to that organization. We have our snowman display contest. So a lot of different organizations, and it's a great way for people to get around town, not just on Main Street, but head up around the lake to all these different places that have contributed snowman displays, and you can vote for your favorite one. There's vendor fairs. We used to do a house tour, which we can't do that anymore, so we switched it up, and we're now doing a Holly Historic Walking Tour. So it's a great way to learn a little bit about the town. Tickets are on sale for that. You can go on our website. And like, you know, Mickey was saying, there's horse and carriage rides that, you know, the train, you can see Santa on the train. There's a lot of different concerts. There's a harp concert. There's a jazz concert. There's the Ritz's annual Christmas show, another way to meet Santa. So yeah, a lot of different activities.
He's everywhere.
And the Christmas show is absolutely fantastic. It's written by Sandy Gabrielson every year. At least it has been in most years. I imagine he's still at it. And a great original story that features, you know, Santa right at the end kind of thing. The kids love it. They like the mm-hmm. Christmas tree. I used to bring my nieces when they were young, and it was just a fantastic experience for them.
That's
a free event. Kind of the Ritz's way of giving back to the town by hosting a free event for everyone.
All right, cool. Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on. And again, there's more information about the Winterfest, right? It's Winterfest.
Yep.
We're calling it. Okay, so there's more information at your website, which is visithollypa.com for info on Winterfest.
Yeah, and if you add / Winterfest, it'll take you right there.
Take you right to it. Okay, and but Sarah, while we've got you, because you are with the Downtown Holly Partnership. This time of year, we've been asking our guests what kind of year they've had and looking to the year ahead. Is there anything in store for Holly that you want to let folks know about in the coming year, 2022?
Sure. I think we're excited. I think COVID has brought a lot of new energy to the town, more people getting involved and wanting to see our town thrive more and more every year. So we're hoping to plan some new events and just, you know, building on what we've created with Winterfest and Hoedown and some of our art projects that we're doing, and just getting more people down to downtown Holly to help all of our small businesses.
Okay, that's great. Well,
Holly's getting more. Oops, sorry. Holly's getting more and more exciting every year.
There already was a lot going on in Holly, but it's the same things happening on our side of the river over here too. There's things are jumping. So I wish you both all the best, both at Winterfest, which starts tomorrow, and in the coming year.
Fantastic! Thanks, Jason.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And this is the Local Edition. And our guest there, that was Sarah Klaus from the Downtown Holly Partnership, and also Mickey Usips from Wayne County Digital Media Specialist, talking about Winterfest again. Visit Holly, PA, goes from December 3rd, that's tomorrow, to the 12th. Info's at visithollypa.com. This is a Local Edition.
The year is almost over, and the gift you make today will help this NPR station bring you the news you'll need tomorrow. Here's how to give now and keep your future self in the know.
Support us now and beyond by making your year-end gift now at WJFFradio.org. Your support today leads to a greater tomorrow. Give now at WJFFradio.org. Thank you.
And this is Radio Catskill. Before we get to our next guest on the Local Edition, I do want to give you an update on where things stand locally and regionally for COVID. Even as in New York State, Governor Hochul just this hour texted, "Let me be clear, this is not cause for alarm. We knew this variant was coming, and we have the tools to stop the spread. Get your vaccine, get your booster, wear your mask." It's a quote from Governor Kathy Hochul in New York State, confirming that New York State has 5 cases of the Omicron variant. So doesn't want people to be alarmed, but wants people to know that they need to get their vaccines, get their booster shots, wear a mask. We've been following this story, of course, for the last 20 months, but also the developments just this week that we're experiencing a real serious spike right here in Sullivan County. We spoke to Liam Mayo of the River Reporter about this last night.
The 7-day rolling average of new cases in Sullivan County has hit a little over 44 as of yesterday, according to the CDC's dashboard, which is the just flat out highest number for that statistic since the start of the pandemic. There was a very close spike back in January, but it didn't quite hit this high. So the numbers are spiking, but it's not just spiking relative to, say, the month of November or the past 3 months. It's spiking relative to Sullivan County's entire history with the pandemic.
And on Monday, Sullivan County Public Health Director Nancy McGraw released a full video update on COVID in the county and addressed where we currently stand.
The cases are climbing. We expect that to continue as the weather gets colder. People go indoors. We heard some of this last year. We expected this to be over by now, but unfortunately, we still have a ways to go to get more and more people vaccinated before we can really get through the other end of that.
And McGraw continued to talk about vaccines.
We're doing pediatric clinics of the 5 to 11-year-olds, and those are the kids we really want to get to the most because they have the lowest vaccination rates. We only have about 7.6% of our children in this county who are vaccinated. So we're really focusing on our youth. We want to keep schools open. We want to keep kids in school, have as least amount of disruption for parents as possible in terms of quarantine.
And that was a statement, part of a much longer statement Nancy McGraw made, released full video update to Sullivan County's social media. So it's available on Sullivan County's Facebook page as well as YouTube. She also said that it's important to be cautious but not panicked as we learn more about the emerging Omicron variant, similar to what Governor Kathy Hochul is saying this evening. And again, most of the update that Nancy McGraw made at the beginning of the week in light of this serious spike, the highest rate of new cases in Sullivan County in all 20 months of this pandemic, most of her update involved the importance of COVID vaccines. For the unvaccinated middle-aged adults that now make up the majority of hospitalized cases, to the booster shots that vaccinated adults should be getting, as well as vaccines for children under 12, as you just heard there. So Nancy McGraw, Director of Sullivan County Public Health, speaking on Monday. We do have these latest numbers for COVID-19 in Sullivan County, and we can take a look at that. That right now the active cases are at 432. That's more than twice what they were just 3 weeks ago. That's twice what the number of active cases were 3 weeks ago. So it's been a real steady climb last couple of weeks. Thankfully, the death toll has not risen this week after the holiday. But the number of hospitalized has 10 people in the hospital, 3 patients in intensive care unit, 863 on quarantine or isolation. And that's the latest on COVID-19 here in our area. And we'll definitely be keeping an eye on this to keep you connected. This is the local edition. This is news and information that keeps you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. And we've got our next live guest ready to talk to us right now. As we've been saying, it's that time of year. We were just talking about the Holly Winterfest, one of the events that's happening there during Winterfest in Holly. It starts tomorrow. It's a Wayne County Arts Alliance Holiday Art Sale. Online shopping for this holiday sale began the day after Thanksgiving. In-person shopping starts tomorrow at the Winterfest. Joining us live now to tell us more is board member for the Wayne County Arts Alliance, Marguerite Fuller. Hello, Marguerite. Welcome back to Radio Catskill.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So this is the 5th annual Holiday Art Sale. Is that correct?
That is correct, and this is in conjunction with the Holly Winterfest. So what's new this year is that in the past, this was just a 3-day event. This year, it's been extended to about 2 weeks, which is going to be a big help to local artists and merchants, businesses, in trying to recoup some of the revenue that was lost last year. So the Art Under 100 sale is going on for 8 of those days. And we have open hours that are focused more around the busier weekends.
Okay. And is there anything else that's new about the art sale this year?
Yeah, we have different artists than in years past. Some of the same, some new. But all of these artists have new work, mostly original. And as with any art show or sale that, you know, a shopper goes into, there's something for everybody, lots of different mediums, lots of different styles. So if you're shopping for yourself or for somebody else, we definitely think you'll find something. We've got jewelry, you know, both metal type jewelry, hand blown glass jewelry. We have functional ceramics, more decorative ceramics, a lot of two dimensional work for your walls, such as paintings, photographs, prints. There are books. There's some hand woven, really interesting pieces. Most of it you really just have to see for yourself, whether you're shopping online or at our in store sale.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned that, that part of this is to make up for, you know, loss of revenue during the pandemic. Is that are you talking about in general for businesses as you partner with the Winterfest, or is this specifically for artists in this art sale?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of both. Definitely for the businesses around our area, with Holly, Homesdale, a lot of those places, you know, the holidays are a big time for people to be out shopping. And last year, it just wasn't safe to continue with some of those events, so we had to cancel a lot of things. So last year, we only had our sale online, which was pretty successful, and, you know, a lot of the artists were happy with that. We had a small show at our Wayne County Arts Alliance Gallery, but it wasn't that successful,
yeah.
You know, just continuing the circumstances with the pandemic. So this will definitely help out artists and local businesses.
It wasn't as successful, and definitely wasn't the same. And that's the story for so many things of the past year. But that's how the pandemic affected the sale last year. Now you're doing it like in person again. But will anything be different with this year's sale than in previous pre-pandemic sales?
I mean, we've got over 30 local artists that are participating, and with the online sale and the in-person sale, the work is different. So you're not going to be seeing just the same stuff over and over. So there are a lot of different pieces to browse through, and these affordable prices, as it is suggested in the title, everything is under $100. We were definitely affected. And the way that we kind of stayed relevant was by doing the online sale. So we're continuing that. But this year we're hoping to see more people out again, you know, safely. We do require masks at the Dorflinger Factory Museum. It'll just be exciting to see shoppers out again and to see lots of artists showing up with their work. And hopefully everyone will be safe and happy.
Yeah, and just to make note again that you're saying like a mask are required indoors at the Dorflinger, and I'm just making note of that because we weren't too sure about that in our previous interview talking about the festival as a whole. You know, mm-hmm. They were talking more about like the out in the public things, but you know, when you get inside to some of these different events, you might want to keep in mind what those precautions might be. What day is this? Just part of the Winterfest? Like, what days can folks shop during the holiday season?
Yeah, so the online sale for us began the day after Thanksgiving, as you mentioned, and that continues. Let's see, I just want to make sure. So on our website, it's waynecountyartsalliance.org. And the online shop is open through December 18th. And the in-store part of this at the Dorflinger Factory Museum, that is on until, let me just make sure again, December 12th. So we're opening that tomorrow. So there's been a lot of buzz with artists dropping off and setting up the work the past 2 days. And then tomorrow, our hours are, let me double check, it is 10 to 5, and then we actually have extended hours from 5 to 7 p.m., and we're not calling it an opening, but the Dorflinger Factory Museum is having a reception at that time for their Christmas cards from the White House exhibition. So we are also going to be open in the downstairs area. If you're not familiar with the location, it is between Holly and Homesdale, about halfway in White Mills, The address is 8 Elizabeth Street, and it's that blinking light at Route 6. And our sale is going to be in the blue room on the ground floor. So if you are excited about seeing the art first and you want to get there to buy something, you know, and not let anybody else get it, that will be tomorrow night from 5 to 7 would be a really good time to come.
Okay, you know, Marguerite, this is we made it to the end of another crazy year, and we're taking the time during our interviews to ask folks in the community what was this year like for them, and what can people expect in your case from the Wayne County Arts Alliance in the year ahead. You have anything to comment on either of those, the year that the alliance just experienced, or what you've got in store for folks in 2022?
Yeah. I'd say that I'm sure, as with a lot of organizations, people have had to get a little more creative, or maybe just thinking outside the box of sort of the way that they had usually done things. I joined as a board member, and for the first, 6-7 months, we were just doing Zoom meetings. So I had not met most of these people that I was working with. But, you know, we still were able to work together effectively and put on events and focusing on keeping people safe. We had a really successful event with our summer community art project, which a lot of listeners may recognize. Those were the boards that were outside throughout Honesdale and Holly, outside businesses on the sidewalks where you could put your face through and take pictures, and we had local artists paint those. And that was really, really a great way to get people feeling comfortable interacting with art but being safe outside when there wasn't a lot of events going on. So we've got that in the works for next year again. We have our gallery at the Main Street Gallery, which is in Honesdale. It's open 10 months a year. And then we've got the sketchbook party, which is in January at the gallery. That'll be our first event for 2022. And that is where we give different boards to different artists in our community, and they do a drawing. We've got a written word in there as well. And when you become a member, you get one of those for free. And so you get a taste of our local artists and what people are about, getting to see people's style. And then the Great Wall of Honesdale, which is pretty recognizable. We are putting the call for entries out again in early January. And also the studio tour, that goes on in July. Or we did have that in August this past summer, but in 2022 that'll be in July again. So we've tried to stay pretty busy and think of ways to have events where people feel safe and, to continue supporting our local artists. And we feel that it's been a good year despite everything for us. So, it's surprisingly been a nice way to have artists and our board pull together and kind of figure out a way to muddle through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this tonight. We were talking about the holiday art sale from the Wayne County Arts Alliance. It's happening as part of the Holly Winterfest, which starts tomorrow, and there's more info at waynecountyartsalliance.org. We've been talking to Wayne County Arts Alliance board member Marguerite Fuller. Marguerite, I wish you all the best for the holiday season and a happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest, and the same to you. All my best.
Thank you. That's going to do it for the local edition tonight. News and information that keeps you connected in Sullivan County's Catskills, as well as Northeast Pennsylvania. That was our big Wayne County check-in program for you here on this Thursday. Hey, you want to stay tuned? Coming up, we got Ramble Tamble with John Gordon. This is Radio Catskill.
If you hear good music, you're listening to Radio Catskill, like our local DJ shows on Friday night. Jason Tugaw makes you a personalized mixtape at 7, Cassie Carlson at 8 on Rare Pair Radio, At 9, it's freeform DJ John F. on Low Stakes. Jeff Loeffler down in the deep end at 10. And stay up for Jewel Heist with Austin Bros at midnight. Friday night on Radio Catskill.